What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're going to take a phone call from Ron in the Bronx. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Aloha. I had a two-part question about North Korea. First, I just wanted to know the beginnings of the war, because when you look it up online, it says, you know, the North invaded the South and the U.S. came and helped them push back. Second, also, is I've seen there's a video on Facebook explaining the background of the Korean War, and in it they say that napalm was used, and the girl that narrated the video also said napalm, Agent Orange. Now, I'm pretty sure they're two different things. Could you just explain more about that, please?
Napalm is basically jellied gasoline that is dropped in a tank. The tank ruptures open, spreads it all over. There's an igniter. It sets it on fire, and it sticks to everything, and it burns. It was used heavily in Vietnam. Agent Orange is a defoliant chemical, and I don't think it existed during the Korean War. But it was certainly used to devastating effect in Vietnam. It was actually developed and tested right here at the University of Hawaii. They tested it down on the Big Island, and where they did the test, you still cannot go in. It's all fenced off. There's all kinds of warning signs. And apparently there was a mishap where three students got killed with the stuff. It's highly toxic. It's based on dioxin, which is this very toxic, nasty molecule that never, ever goes away.
Okay, thank you. And as far as the beginnings of the Korean War, could you just, because I hear people say the U.S. invaded North Korea. I also hear North Korea invaded South and the U.S. helped push back. Could you explain more about the beginnings?
Well, basically, I'm going to have to defer on that and go back and do a little more research. My memory of this, obviously something that happened when I was very, very young, was that the U.S. actually encouraged the South to try and invade the North to sort of push back against the Soviet Union, which was exerting its influence, its sphere of influence, into Asia. And North Korea was one of the areas where that was happening. So was Vietnam. And that really started it. But I'm going to have to go back and take a look at the actual roots of the Korean War, because very often we find out what we're told in the history books is not always necessarily accurate. Again, we're always told that the Soviet Union put missiles in Cuba for no reason at all. Then you do your homework and you realize that the Soviet Union was responding to U.S. nuclear missiles being placed in Turkey. The same thing with the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, that they just rolled on in and took the place for themselves. And then you do your research and realize that what was going on is the U.S. was trying to covertly regime change Afghanistan in their favor, and that was what led to the Soviet response. So I'll have to take a look at that, and I will look at that and have it back here tomorrow.
Right. Thank you, Mike. Keep up the great work. We love you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. We're going to let you go here. We're getting an update on this situation at Fox News. Now that Shine has resigned, apparently Sean Hannity may leave Fox News as early as this week. There's a grand purge going on there. Now, getting on back to the world of computers. Every Intel platform from Nehalem to Kaby Lake has a remotely exploitable security hole. And SemiAccurate has been begging Intel to fix this issue for literally years. And they may be listening. But basically, it allows the remote takeover of the computer over the network. And according to SemiAccurate, there's literally no Intel box made in the last 9 years that isn't at risk. Now, maybe that remote exploit was put in there at the request of the NSA. And now it's been discovered and made public. The cyber criminals will be looking for it. And by the way, somebody somehow got into my desktop yesterday morning and really messed it up. Took me the whole day to get it ready to do the radio show today, and it's still not running properly here. Meanwhile, while we're being constantly exhorted to buy the latest and greatest Windows, Windows 10, Windows 11, Windows 5000, the Pentagon, the people in charge of the war, are still running critical systems on Windows 95, 98, and XP. Now, XP I can understand. Toward the end of its life cycle, it was very stable and reliable. But they're allowed to hang on to their old operating systems and software. They're not being flogged to upgrade and buy new stuff. Maybe that's the reason over the communications confusion that said the Carl Vinson was heading to North Korea when it was actually down in Indonesia. And now Donald Trump is out there saying that, yeah, you know, it might have even been China behind the election hacks. They're just out there guessing. Oh, it could be Russia, could be China. Let's just nuke them all just to make sure we get the malefactors. If we start seeing demonization of China on TV, everybody should get really, really worried. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, we have been talking about all the problems associated with these personal intelligent assistants, like the Amazon Echo. And they have led to some embarrassing mistakes where the devices will hear a word, misinterpret it, and order products that weren't intended. We're now talking about this new one where they have a camera on it. And they're selling the idea that if you allow this device to watch you while you're getting dressed, it will tell you whether or not you are stylish and the clothing looks good on you. Now, the problem with all of these intelligent assistants is the data, whether it is audio of your voice or video of you in states of undress, does not stay inside the assistant. It goes over the internet to large arrays of computers that will very quickly do the voice to text and decide what to do with that, and do whatever analysis they are doing that says, yes, your outfit looks really good, and then sends you on to the appropriate merchant for more of the same. The problem is if anybody gets into Amazon, they can access that data. They can access pictures of you and your family in embarrassing conditions that can be used for cyberbullying or even blackmail. And don't tell me that Amazon can't be hacked into. Because now we're finding out Google got hacked into and malware was being distributed on its DoubleClick ad platform. All these people are running on computers in which there are intentional vulnerabilities installed at the demand of the United States government. And they have made our entire IT infrastructure very vulnerable. Very vulnerable indeed. Now, apparently somebody leaked some documents out from Facebook where they mounted a research program to have their system identify emotionally vulnerable and insecure youth who were reading or posting to Facebook in order to facilitate predatory advertising practices, where they would find these vulnerable, insecure people and they would feed them products to give them a confidence boost. You know, you will feel better about yourself if you wear this thing. And apparently the Australian got these internal documents from Facebook saying that Facebook is exploiting the moods and insecurities of teenagers for the benefit of advertisers. And that is another way in which we are all being abused and our privacy being invaded in the name of a fast buck. Now, we have been talking for a long time about the decline in education here in the United States of America. And it very much is. Education today in our public schools is learning to recite certain things, believe in certain things. They don't teach you how to think, how to analyze, how to study, and it's now about to get worse. Over in New York, at Life Sciences Secondary School, they are dumping all their textbooks in favor of modern electronic teaching devices, of which apparently they don't have anywhere near enough. They've got two computers per classroom. Classroom. There, I just did it. Per classroom. And they're basically taking away from the kids the ability to go and actually research what they're being told by the teachers. Instead, they're getting video feeds. And the books that were being thrown out, most of them in good condition, too. There's a lot of schools could use them. Textbooks on 8th grade math, algebra, geometry, various sciences, and English literature, along with Barron's Regents exam prep and SAT study guides. Copies of Romeo and Juliet and A Streetcar Named Desire were in that pile. So now the classes are basically dealing with carts of laptops and video feeds online, probably from CNN and MSNBC and everything else. Just look at the TV, believe what they tell you, and know you can't go double-check the claims about human-caused global warming. That's a very, very alarming trend, to take the books away from our kids. They haven't burned them, but it's as great a crime. Now, there is a monster storm over on the eastern side of the United States. Maybe that's a big part of what's causing singular all these problems here. But apparently they had a huge snowfall in West Kansas. It shut down the highway along a 130-mile stretch of Interstate 70. Blizzard conditions. This is the 1st of May. Blizzard conditions. And that was on Sunday, and they got the road reopened early this morning. But it was pretty heavy. And it's not just the United States. Over in India, Himachal Pradesh receives a snowfall. Vehicular movement gets disrupted on the roads of the district. And apparently some of those roads are still blocked from the heavy snowfall. And even Claire and I have been noticing the temperature seems to be going down here in Hawaii, especially at night. It's getting really, really cold. Now, over in Pueblo, they're dealing with power outages. Apparently, heavy snow and wind are bringing debris from trees, tearing down the power lines. Apparently, the trees have not been trimmed back. We need to spend the money on the wars. Don't you understand that? Another story, record-breaking winter storm leaves thousands in Texas panhandle without power. And again, same thing. Heavy, wet snow and high winds knocked down the power lines, made road conditions hazardous. Now, up in Minnesota, which we know does get cold, 1st of May, snow is falling. A winter storm warning is in effect. But none of this is going to discourage the global warming cultists. In fact, they were going to have a march in Denver. We must stop global warming. Unfortunately, they got hit with a foot of snow and they had to cancel the march. I love the irony. I love the irony. We got to protest global warming. We can't. There's a foot of snow out there. We're socked in here. But the carbon Nazis are still at it. Apparently, there was a column written in the New York Times that basically said it is absurd to blindly support the claims of global warming without getting both sides of the argument and getting the facts. And the guy was just torn into, blasted by the left, for saying, how dare you question the most holy revealed dogma of St. Al of the Gore, that the world is warming and it's all our fault. Meanwhile, out in Flagstaff, they're now planning a carbon tax, another way to take money from ordinary working people and give it to more rich people. And as you know, a lot of people have been very upset, angry with Bill Nye the Science Guy. And he said some pretty bizarre things recently, which I can't repeat on the radio without risking somebody's FCC license. But it is worth going back and looking at this gentleman's background. And by the way, the other day when I said he was the son of Louie and I misspoke. They're not related. Except that they both love comedy. Now, Bill Nye's total scientific bona fide is an undergraduate degree in mechanical engineering from Cornell and a short stint at Boeing, but he left that stint to pursue a career in comedy. And he landed a recurring role on Almost Live, a Seattle area sketch comedy television show. And his character on that sketch comedy show was Bill Nye the Science Guy. That's where it came from. He also got to be a voice on Christopher Lloyd's laboratory sidekick in Back to the Future, the animated series. So Nye then leveraged that success to sell PBS on a show for Bill Nye the Science Guy. And because of this, a career in TV comedy, Bill Nye is now presumed to be the go-to authority on exoplanets and dark matter and whether we're living in a computer simulation and, of course, all environmental policy. He's not a scientist. He's an actor. He's always been an actor. That's what he does. And that's why so many of the things he said on his show are just absolutely bogus. Now, over in Belgium, they are now banning Monsanto's glyphosate for non-professionals. In other words, professional farmers, weed removers can still get it, but ordinary homeowners, gardeners, can't. It's that dangerous. And France has already banned glyphosate in public spaces. And they're very concerned about it because it has been declared a probable human carcinogen. Of course, Monsanto says it's perfectly safe, but then that's what Monsanto always says about their products here. Another little story, this is out of Blacklisted News. This is up in San Francisco, where apparently Monsanto has been accused in court of operating an army of online shills to go scream abuse anybody who criticizes Monsanto or their products. And apparently they're being sued by a plaintiff who claims to have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma as the result of exposure to glyphosate. And as part of the trial, they're saying Monsanto is deliberately trying to remove any negative information about its products from the internet. Because as long as it makes money, it's good. It's making money, and that's all that really counts in the United States of America. That's all that really matters. If it hurts you, well, it's an economic opportunity for whoever's going to fix what's wrong with you. By the way, speaking of what's wrong with you, Bumblebee Foods has announced a recall of three types of their Chunk Light tuna due to problems in the commercial sterilization process. Probably most of you don't realize that after the tuna is in the can is then subjected to heat to both cook and sterilize the tuna inside the can. Then they put the labels on and it goes to the store. And apparently the three products of the problem are the 5-ounce Bumblebee Chunk Light Tuna in water, the 5-ounce Bumblebee Chunk Light Tuna in oil, and the 4-pack of 5-ounce Bumblebee Chunk Light Tuna in water. And these were all produced in February of last year and distributed nationally. So if you have these products on your shelf at home, you might want to think about taking them back to your grocery store and see if they are, in fact, part of the recall. Because it was 31,500 cases are involved in the recall. That's a lot of tuna. Okay. Now then, interesting little story. This is coming out of the BBC. There is a fund in England. It's called the Cancer Drugs Fund. And apparently it is being denounced as a huge waste of money that actually resulted in patients suffering unnecessarily from the side effects of the drugs. We're going to take a break for commercials. More about this when we come back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. And I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the Cancer Drugs Fund. And this goes back to an election promise made by the conservatives in Great Britain to pay for cancer drugs that were not covered under the National Health Service. And so cancer patients could avail themselves of drugs outside those being used by NHS using this fund. And it ran from 2010 to last year, and it cost £1.27 billion. And researchers are looking back at it, and they're saying that only one in five of the people who were given these drugs got any benefit from them. And patients were suffering the unnecessary the side effects of the drugs. It was causing more harm than good. But it was a giveaway to the cancer pharmaceutical industries. Now, here's another article. This is out of Investment Watch blog. How would you feel if your doctor were bribed to give you a drug? It actually does happen. There's all kinds of encouragements and presents and sharing of the revenues. The Gardasil shot, the cost of that shot, and it is expensive, is split 50-50 between the company that makes the vaccine and the practitioner who injects it. They're being financially incentivized to stick those needles into people. So over at Novartis, they have just been fined $50 million by the government of South Korea for bribing doctors to prescribe the company's drugs. Last year, prosecutors in South Korea raided Novartis offices to gather documents and account books, and officials later indicted a half dozen Novartis executives, as well as more than a dozen doctors and five medical journal heads. And they are now on trial. Healthcare is not about your health. In fact, the sicker you are, the more money they can make off of you. And that's what's driving it. Money junkieism masquerading as a doctor. Now, another story. This is coming out of BBC. Breast surgeon Ian Patterson needlessly harmed patients. Now, this Ian Patterson has been convicted of intentionally wounding his patients in completely unnecessary operations. He was found guilty of 17 counts of wounding with intent relating to 9 women and 1 man. And basically, the jurors at the Nottingham Crown Court decided the surgeon carried out extensive life-changing operations for no medically justifiable reason. Remember that doctor here in the United States was sentenced to prison for something like 40 years because during his entire career, he'd been telling perfectly healthy people they had cancer in order to sell them chemotherapy and radiation treatments. And here is the really telling aspect of that case. He wasn't imprisoned for the harm he caused to his patients. He was imprisoned for defrauding Medicare. It was the money, the crime against the money was what got him out. Now, as you know, we have the vaccine industry is lobbying heavily for mandatory vaccine laws in every state of the United States, in addition to mandatory vaccines for children in order to go to school. They're now pushing for adult vaccinations for people who may have already had the disease being vaccinated against. I've had measles and mumps, and I don't need the vaccines. But apparently now, North Carolina Congresswoman Virginia Fox is introducing new legislation that would deny you your job if you aren't vaccinated. You are not going to be allowed to have a job in the United States unless you've had all of the however many vaccines are on that list. And once they have a law like this, you can, it's a guarantee. They'll add more to that list. Okay. Just had a very loud noise out the window. I'm a little flinchy if you hadn't noticed. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about vaccines, the vaccine industry. And again... we're supposed to be having this Vaccine Safety Commission from President Trump. It's being headed up by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's a known vaccine critic for quite a long time. And we're finding out now that the corporate media is just absolutely pretending it does not exist. When Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was interviewed on Tucker Carlson's show, he said, "This is only the second time in 10 years I've been allowed to talk about this on a news program." So it basically tells us anytime Robert F. Kennedy is doing an interview, somebody walks up to him and says, "You will not talk about vaccines. You absolutely will not do that." Now, story that's coming on out. Apparently, there's been a new study out of Yale University that ties vaccines to multiple brain disorders, of which we can presume one is autism. And apparently there's been another study done in Japan that links vaccines to autism. But you're not supposed to know about that. You're supposed to just go on trusting the doctor, trusting the pharmaceutical industries, or the pharmaceutical industrial complex, as it were, and go on giving them your money to stick these needles into your children. And if your child suffers a serious adverse reaction, oh, it's not the doctor's fault. You must have abused your child. It was shaken baby syndrome. Or it's genetics. It was going to show up sooner or later anyway. It's got nothing to do with it here. Now, one of the problems about having to go to a hospital is it is full of sick people. And a lot of what they have is contagious. And sometimes the hospitals are not as scrupulously sanitizing as they should be. And apparently there is a new superbug fungus that is emerging in U.S. hospitals, mostly in New York and New Jersey. And apparently this fungus, this superbug, was first identified in Japan in 2009, and it spread to more than a dozen countries around the globe. The first case in the United States goes back to 2013, but most of the cases were reported just last year. So that's a big issue. Now, here is an interesting story out of Natural News, where apparently there was a child who was autistic. I'm not even going to say why he became autistic. But apparently the parents decided to treat the kid with cannabis oil. And apparently, they got a call from the school where the child was being cared for, who said, the child has started talking. And he was able to say the vowels, then he added the consonants, and now he's speaking full words and complete sentences, told his mother that he loves her. So there may be a way back for some of this vaccine-caused damage. But, of course, we're seeing the alcohol and tobacco industries. They're out there lobbying against cannabis. It's got no medical value. You can't have this thing that you can grow in your backyard to enjoy. You will buy it from your local bottle shop or your local tobacconist here. Another little gift from nature. Apparently, there's an extract from maple syrup, real maple syrup. A lot of what is sold in your supermarket as maple syrup does not actually come from a maple tree. You need to keep that in mind. Same thing with honey. A lot of what is sold as honey in your supermarket does not actually come from a bee. But this extract from real maple syrup is being found to boost the effectiveness of antibiotics in lab tests. And apparently this syrup makes disease-causing bacteria more susceptible to the antibiotics. And that is a real issue, because we have seen the disease-causing organisms evolving to tolerate the antibiotics. When antibiotics first showed up, oh, it was a cure for everything. We're going to cure this and cure that. And they were just flooding them onto the market. And the disease-causing organisms that were not killed by the antibiotics came back more resistant, generation after generation. And so a lot of medical experts are saying that our modern antibiotics, they're finite in terms of how long they'll be effective, that we will reach a stage where they're no longer effective. They'll have to look for something else. But this little maple syrup trick apparently helps the antibiotics work a lot better. So that's a good thing. And again, a lot of good stuff coming out of nature. Now, here is a story, again, from Natural News, and it's talking about some alarming statistics that are showing an upsurge in strokes in America among young people between the ages of 35 and 44. You don't think of people in that age bracket as being susceptible to strokes. That's something that happens to old people. And apparently between 2003 and 2012, stroke hospitalizations rose 42% for the men and 30% for women in this young age group. Now, this study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Neurology, and basically looking at the billing data, admission data, and they calculated the numbers. And they were saying, what's going on here? These are strokes that are leading to blood clots that block the blood from reaching the brain. That's what a stroke is. In total, there were at least 30,000 more stroke hospitalizations in 2012 than there were in 2003. And every age group studied is showing an increase. Now, one of the causes, of course, is the obesity epidemic. And we know the obesity epidemic is not because of our lifestyle choices. It's because they're actually putting chemicals in the food that make you want to eat more so that you will buy more and they will make more money. Monosodium glutamate. It's sold as a flavor enhancer. It's also a migraine trigger, which is why I have to avoid it. But what it actually does is it scrambles the signal to the brain that says, I have eaten enough. So people will go on eating and eating even though they're actually full. Then you have aspartame, which used to be a biological weapon and is now an artificial sweetener. And it's marketed as a diet aid. It doesn't actually work because the consumption of aspartame makes your body crave real carbohydrates. And this is one of the reasons why supermarkets will often have these little bundling deals where there's a liter of diet soda with full of aspartame and it's bundled with big bags of corn chips or potato chips because they know you're going to drink the soda and your body's going to say, I need a carbohydrate, and you're going to eat those chips. And the net result is you gain weight. America's obesity epidemic is an artifact of the way food is processed, manufactured, and sold in this country. And that's why we have these issues. And there are other chemicals as well. The growth hormones that are pumped into poultry and cattle and any of these hormones that are not fully metabolized at the time the animal is being harvested will be ingested by the customer. And your body will respond to the growth hormone the same way the cattle and the chickens did. You will grow. And it really is very tragic to realize that you're living under a government and a corporate culture that is all about getting more money out of you, and they don't care if what they're selling you is actually good for you or not. We're seeing lobbying efforts now where they want to cut back on what ingredients they're required to put on the labels. Right now, ingredients below a certain percentage of the total volume of the food product do not have to be listed. We don't know what's lurking in there. Food manufacturers know that people are trying to avoid monosodium glutamate, and so they use euphemisms for it. There's some 30 or 40 different euphemisms, like hydrolyzed yeast protein or yeast extract. And it all means additional added synthetic monosodium glutamate. Because they still want you to eat it and then eat more and buy more. And they don't want you to be able to say, oh, I can't eat, I shouldn't eat this. It's got MSG in it. Same thing with the fight against GMO labeling. They want to sell you what they want to sell you, and they don't think you should have the right to know what it is you're being fed and to have a choice to say, no, I do not choose to eat that. In a way, you're being treated like just more livestock, where the government will decide what you're going to eat or not eat, what medicines you must take, what medicines you're not allowed to take. Look at Michelle Obama's school lunches. They were absolutely appalling. Now, Trump says he's going to shut that down, and a lot of schools have already kicked the program out and said it's not working because the kids were just throwing that stuff in the trash. And then they were spending the rest of the day hungry. We have lost so many freedoms, and right now, I envy people who are still able to live on a farm, a family farm, because they're the only ones who are absolutely certain of what they're eating for dinner, where it came from out back. That was the way I lived when I was a kid, living in New Hampshire. Going to have dinner, we walk out back, get all the veggies that we wanted, go out to the chicken coop, grab the eggs. The meat that we were eating came from cattle that we had raised ourselves. That's how it all worked. And it was healthy food. It was good, safe, natural, organic, healthy food. And we're seeing this attempt to end that self-sufficiency for food, to once again force you to be dependent on some corporate supply chain. And the danger with that is, in addition to the threats to your health, is that if we are all forced to be dependent on various corporate supply chains for our food, for our water, for our electricity, for whatever, and there is an actual war that breaks on out, or the economy implodes and that supply chain breaks down, there are going to be a lot of very hungry, desperate people in the streets of America who don't have that option of just going on out to the backyard and grabbing some food. And by the way, if you have a house that has a sizable backyard, you should be getting into growing your own food back there. And I know a lot of towns are actually passing zoning laws saying that you are not allowed to grow food on your own property in your backyard. A lot of places are saying you can't grow food in your front yard. It's unsightly. There's nothing unsightly about an ear of corn. There's nothing unsightly about summer squash. It's just a way of keeping you imprisoned by the corporatocracy. Now, earlier we were talking about Planned Parenthood, and apparently this top executive at Planned Parenthood drives a Lamborghini, according to this article out of Investment Watch blog, and once again he's been caught on videotape talking about baby parts prices. And if this practice is not going to stop, then I'm in agreement with those who say that our already currently overstressed budget shouldn't be sending any money to Planned Parenthood. They're making a fortune selling baby parts. If this guy is driving a Lamborghini, then they're not hurting for money, are they? Okay. Let's see. A lot of people still talk. Apparently, Bernie Sanders' wife could face jail time. The FBI is investigating her over a college scam. Oh, here's a breaking story. Apparently, there's been some kind of an event in the heart of Toronto's business district at the Scotia Plaza. There's been several loud bangs, and black smoke is pouring out from beneath the plaza, and they're not sure exactly what happened, whether it was an attempt at terror or just infrastructure failed and the thing blew. We will take a look at that on this last commercial break and see if we can get some additional information about that. Okay, apparently there's an article over here where there is a possibility Social Security could actually default. And the Democrats are going to try and blame Donald Trump for it, but Donald Trump didn't create this mess. It was created for him by President Bill Clinton. Remember Bill Clinton's magic federal government budget surplus? He created that by looting Social Security of the cash buildup for the baby boomer retirements, which are happening now, and spending it as general revenue. And yes, the Social Security Trust Fund got a bunch of special treasury bonds to replace the money, but the government can't redeem those. And that's why we're hearing all this talk about raising the retirement age or having to cut back benefits to people who have already spent their lives paying into the system. But that's what caused this problem. And I didn't think it was going to happen this soon, but apparently the Social Security Trust Fund is looking at a default. And What a mess they have made of this country. This was once the greatest nation on earth. It isn't anymore. It's clearly a failing empire. And we have a government that is cheating its own people, lying to them to rob them, embezzling their retirement money. And they think they can get out of this mess if they start a global war. Except that we're not going to win this war. We don't have the manpower, the money, the manufacturing, or the moral authority. And Claire and I have tried very, very hard to derail this rush to war. It is a bad idea. War in general is a bad idea. Getting us into a war that we are likely to use is a terrible idea. I'd like to find a way to stop that. All right, we're going to take a commercial break here. We'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program on this Monday. And we're getting an update here from the Scotia Plaza up in Toronto's business district. It's obviously the home of Scotiabank. And they've identified the cause of the blast. Apparently, there was a room called the Hydro Vault, which contains high-voltage transformers, oil-cooled, and apparently one of them blew up. And maybe more than one. And that is spectacular. I remember many years ago in Southern California, I was driving along the freeway, and all of a sudden, in the field next to me, there was this incredible eruption of fire and smoke. And it turned out it had been an underground power distribution station, and the transformer blew on that. They can be spectacular when they happen. I remember one time when I was working at JPL, and the entire lab got blacked out, except for spaceflight operations, which has its own generators. And it turned out some little tiny animal that they were never able to identify got into the main distribution transformer for the lab, reached across to the wrong wire, and just arced and vaporized here. So, yeah, they can be spectacular. Now, there's an article here called Tech Wreck Coming, and it's sort of a follow-on to a story we did last week about this Silicon Valley startup that was creating an app that would allow you to manage all payments from that one single app. And apparently they raised something like $25 million. They've blown through it all. They never created the app. Now they're going to go out of business, but I assume that the insiders involved stashed some money away for themselves. And so it's leading to this article called Tech Wreck Coming, where Wall Street does seem to be repeating the dot-com boom of the 1990s. Anything that looks to be high-tech, they're ready to invest in it without really looking forward and seeing, is it something that people are going to want? Is it really going to be useful? And there was a lot of really nutty stuff that was put forward in the 1990s. Then in 2000... the dot-com bubble burst, and this article is saying it looks like there's going to be another one. Everybody is out there, and maybe it's because the investor class doesn't really understand tech. And so they're listening to the sales pitch of this amazing little app that will create gold out of lead in your very pocket, and they don't have the knowledge to be able to say this can't possibly work. And they should get some better in advisors on it. The problem is, in the Wall Street mentality, nobody's interested in gradual long-term profits. They want a big score right then and there. Real Wolf of Wall Street thinking. And it is in sharp contrast to the way Japan manages its economy, where those investors who invest in the company don't expect to even see any returns for years while the product is being developed and tested and made into something with quality. But in the American system, they'll throw lots of money at anything they think could make them rich enough to retire overnight. And as a result, we get bad investments and bad products. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and talk to Jim Goddard up there in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please share everything you learn here with everyone that you know. We are still hopeful we can find a way to derail this path toward World War III. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.